Anti-poverty activists say they will continue a campaign of demonstrations and civil disobedience throughout the Ohio Valley, despite being blocked from Kentucky's Capitol building. Becca Schimmel spoke with leaders of the Poor People's Campaign about their goals and the campaign's roots in a half century of activism aimed at ending poverty.
North Carolina minister Reverend William Barber is one of the religious leaders reviving Dr. Martin Luther King's last work, the Poor People's Campaign.
The movement never stopped. It was assassinated. Two ways, physically and politically.
Outside the Kentucky Capitol, Barber said the new Poor People's Campaign also draws on the legacy of the War on Poverty, which brought Lyndon Johnson and Robert Kennedy to Kentucky and impoverished Appalachian communities more than 50 years ago.
Over the years, how we found out that really the concerns of Appalachian populism and civil rights activism are the same thing. And basically that's treat people right.
Barber says a central part of the new campaign's 40 days of action now underway at state capitals across the country is to show how racial divisions have kept poor people from coming together. Meanwhile, poverty has dropped from the nation's political debate even as income inequality has increased.
So this campaign in some way picks up that legacy. So we didn't lose the war on poverty, we left the field.
A new report from the United Nations focused on the 40 million Americans living in poverty. The UN report found Americans live shorter, sicker lives than do citizens of all other rich democracies, and that the U.S. has the greatest income inequality. The Poor People's Campaign is hoping to draw attention to American poverty by grooming leaders from many walks of life.
It's really inspiring, I think, now to see us widen the leadership. You know, when Dr. King was doing this work in 68, his assassination was really devastating to the movement.
That's local organizer and Reverend Megan Houston, pastor of First Christian Church in Bowling Green. She says each state has three chairs who help to lead the movement on a local level.
The new Poor People's Campaign talks about poverty, racism, militarism. And then we also are talking about ecological devastation because we think that's the greatest threat to our national security. So it is deeply rooted in the legacy that Reverend King left for us.
Retired Kentucky coal miner Stanley Sturgill says laws that weaken unions, remove worker protections, and keep wages low need to be repealed. Sturgill is from Harlan County, Kentucky, and was a union miner. He says a campaign to address poverty has to demand an end to anti-union laws.
We have an administration right now in place that is doing everything they can to set us back. We got an old saying in the coal mines, it's rough at the face. Well, where I live in southeastern Kentucky, it's rough at the face.
Nearly 400 people joined Reverend Houston for the campaign's fifth rally in Frankfort, Kentucky. Protesters were denied access to the state capitol as a group, but were told two people at a time could come in.
Imagine what will happen in Kentucky when all those people come together. Change is going to happen. And that's why they're blocking us out of the capitol. They know they can't stop the power of that.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Frankfort, Kentucky.